Hello?
Hello, my name is Alex. I'm calling from Opinion Research for the public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak to Katrina Pollard?
Can you say that again? You're echoing a little bit.
Okay. My name is Alex. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Katrina Pollard?
This is she.
First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Can you repeat that? Because you sound like you're, like not far. I don't know if you're on a headset or...
Oh, it sounds like I'm far. What about now? Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. Can you repeat the question?
Okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I really don't have an opinion.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, and west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what year were you born?
73.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, then you tell.
Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
She was watching it. She's throwing a fit now.
Okay. Is this you or your household member?
Just me, actually.
Okay. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say improved the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 through 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 meaning that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, you can use any number from 1 through 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Better street and road maintenance.
It's about, I would have to say like a 3.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space and for businesses.
Would it improve? We'll give it the middle of the row 3.
More park and recreational opportunities?
Absolutely, that would be awesome. That's a 4.
More good paying jobs?
Absolutely. Number 5. We all need that.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5. The housing market right now is ridiculous.
More dining and entertainment options?
That would be nice. I would say 3.
Better public transportation options?
Yeah, it's pretty poor down here. They definitely need to improve the public transportation. So I would say, because it's poor, right? Is that what it's saying now? Or a 4? Her birthday. December 10th.
In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
I'm employed.
And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses to employ people to work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses to employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Oh, there's just way too few.
Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of a kind of business in Levine.
Okay.
Would you like to see more doctor offices and hospitals in Levine?
No, because there's already one here. Yes.
Okay. Would you say, do you strongly or somewhat, yes?
Somewhat, yes.
And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine?
No, we've got quite a few.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes, that would be nice.
And yes, strongly or yes?
Yes, strongly, yeah.
Thank you for the answer. Dollar stores and discount chains?
No. Strongly disagree.
Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes. Strongly.
And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine, of in Levine?
I would say like a Costco, a Target, those kinds of stores. A Nike store would be nice.
Thank you for your answer. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent is...
There's a ton. I would say it's pretty open.
And is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Not a problem at all.
How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? And that is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem?
It's a fairly big problem.
Thank you for that. So thinking about residential developments, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you'd like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levine?
Yes.
Somewhat, or strongly, yes.
Somewhat.
Would you like to see more townhouses or attached?
No. Strongly no.
Would you like to see more multi-family housing, like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No. Strongly disagree.
And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
Yes.
Strongly?
Strongly, yes. Yeah.
Thank you for your answer. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
10 years.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with a friend or a family?
No, own.
Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first, the proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for more constructions and more apartment buildings. Now, do you oppose or favor?
Yes. I oppose.
Do you somewhere
strongly.
Oppose?
Yes, strongly. We've got enough apartment complexes already going up here.
Okay, thank you for your answer, ma'am. And next, the proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for more constructions or more multi-family housings like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
I don't even see there's enough room here. I strongly oppose.
Thank you for your answer. And next, proposal is to change zoning laws to allow to allow the construction of much more condominium buildings.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you for your answer. Now the next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
No, we already have enough. I don't even know where they would put more housing, so I would oppose.
Somewhat? Strongly.
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat. Lady, you got the kitchen.
Next,
I already did it all.
Next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores or commercial properties with new housing.
No, I strongly oppose that.
Next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I somewhat agree. I mean, there could be, you know.
So, you somewhat favor, is that what you're saying?
So, yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Thank you for your answer. And I just marked this one. I just want to make sure the one that I asked you, this is the previous one. The proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
I somewhat agree.
Okay, so we'll just come up there as well. Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What last schooling of me?
Yes.
College.
Last year.
My last year of school?
Yes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like the year I did it?
No. What is the
oh,
the
like some year? College.
Okay. Thank you very much for your answer. And what was your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000,
okay.
25,000 and 50,000, 50,000, 1 to 75,000, 75,000, 1 to 100,000.
Yes.
Thank you for your answer. And finally, for verification purposes, by my supervisor, just can I have your first name? Katrina, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good
night. Bye-bye. Bye.